Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Ches, the 8th chapter of the book of Tehillim. And this is going to be focusing on the greatness of Hashem, the greatness of humankind. Let's take a quick look and get started. So the first thing we're going to focus on is just overall structure and overview. This Mizmor is made up of 10 psukim, and it really is one unit. There, it is really focused on one idea, and that is the greatness of human beings through the greatness of Hashem. It is worthwhile noticing that there is a general overview pattern, and that is besides for the Kotevet, besides the inscription, which is Lamnatzecha la Gittis Mizmor la David, which is a psalm, which is a song of praise, which is on the Gittis for David. The second Pasuk, Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Yud, actually reflect each other. The Pasuk Beis goes, Hashem Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. Hashem, how great, our Lord, how great is your name, and how powerful is your name in the whole land. And in the end, though, it is Hashem Adonenu Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. Hashem, how great is your name in the whole land. So those are immediate parallels to one of them, to each other. The only difference is that Pasuk Beis ends with Asher Tano Hodcho Al Hashemayim. You placed your splendor in the heavens, whereas we do not close with that at the end of the Mizmor in Pasuk Yud. It sounds almost as if there's an acknowledgement as we move through the Mizmor that Hashem starts off with His power in the heavens, and it ends up being on the earth. Let's try to keep that in mind in terms of what could be going on over here. In terms of central themes, this Mizmor, really the crowning glory of explaining this Mizmor, lays in the court of the Malbim. Anybody who has the opportunity of learning the Malbim on this Mizmor, it is remarkable. It is lengthy, but so profound, so penetrating to appreciate what's going on over here. And this is actually one of the first Mizmorim that we've encountered, which is purely positive. There's no enemies that we're talking about. There's no hunting. There are no people who are laying in wait. There is a mention of enemies. There is a mention of that where Hashem takes justice against them, but it is fleeting in Pasuk Gimel. La'ashpis oyevu mitznakem. But that does not seem to be the central theme of this Mizmor. This Mizmor is, as the Malbim Sajid points out, that throughout the generations, as we say in Mizmor Kuf Mem Hei, as we'll get to later, Dor ledor yeshabach ma'asecho. Every generation gets to praise your handiwork in a different way, Hashem. And that means to say that we discover Hashem more and more as we go, as we live, as humanity experiences more. And as technology has discovered in the last 200 years, the macro and the micro, and as we have appreciated the magnitude of the universe more than ever before, and we've appreciated the sophistication on a micro level, then we should get a greater appreciation of Hashem. However, along with all these scientific discoveries have come questions as to whether humanity is special or not. Is humankind really more just a sophisticated primate? Is the human being simply one advanced level of an animal? Maybe human beings are just part of that same evolutionary scale of creation or of the evolution of the world. And therefore, says the Malbim addresses directly this particular question. It should be noted that the Malbim is living in the 1800s. In the 1800s was when a lot of these questions, when Darwin is arriving back from the Galapagos Islands, when these questions were really, really troubling and burning the world around, and many of the religious thinkers were trying to grapple with these questions and the insignificance of man. Just to give you an example of perhaps one example, there's a beautiful poem written by Lord Alfred Tennyson, who was the royal poet of England in the 1800s, and in his famous poem In Memoriam, he struggles with these questions. He struggles with evolution in the section 56. He says, "So careful the type, but no, from scarped cliff and quarried stone, she cries, 1,000 types are gone. I care for nothing, all shall go." Whereas he is talking from a religious perspective, how evolution claims that everything is just basically one fight for survival, and 1,000 types are gone. There's no meaningfulness in life. There's no direction in life. It's one battle. And he ends that section saying, behind the veil, where he turns to that there must be a God who is behind this veil. In his introduction to the poem, he says, "Our little systems have their day. They have their day and cease to be. They are but broken lights of thee, and thou, O Lord, art more than they." It's Tennyson struggling with the advances in technology and the claims that humanity isn't worth so very much as we used to think it was religiously. The Malbim addresses specifically this in this Mizmor, and he points out the following. that man is accused of being not so important for a number of reasons. So he says, if you look in Pasuk Dalet, there are three claims as to why humanity should not be so important. Claim number one is his weakness and his, in terms of smallness and finiteness. Mitzad pechisas koichosav hativim, the fact that he is so small. Ma enosh kisses karenu. Why is humanity worth mentioning? How really significant is he biologically in the greater scheme of things? And therefore, says there are three claims over here as to why he should actually be insignificant. So let's look at them very carefully. In the pasuk is number one, mitzad mekomom shehem omdim berum olam. That if you look at the rest of creation, it's so much vaster than him. Number one. Number two is mitzad yofi melachtom vedakus chumram. If you look at the rest of the world, it's so powerful, it's so much more significant than humankind, than the human being. And number three, mitzad hakiyum hanitzchios hanire begufim hashmemiyim shehem kayamim be'ish u'bilti nifsadim. That there's so much more vastness, there's so much more in infinity and longevity to the heavens and the celestial bodies than there are to human beings. So why are we so important after all? Therefore, in the switchover, he goes on to describe how there are four ultimate aspects of humanity which make us significant, which makes the human being so significant. And this is where the Malbim suggests the Mizmor has a comeback. Reason number one is the categorization. He points out that there are really four different levels of the existence. There is the inorganic matter that we call domem. A part of that is the organic world, which is tzomach, the plant world, the flora. Then there is chai, which is fauna, and upon that is humanity, which is medaber. Mipi olalim v'yon kim yisara to'oz, that humanity can speak. We are not simply a sophisticated chai, we are our own category, we are categorically different to the rest of creation. That's step number one. V'tachasreo me'at me'elokim, we're just like God. Number two is our workmanship. If you can look at the creation, look what humanity is. Humanity is a combination of both the physical world and the spiritual world. When Hashem said, Na'aseh Adam, let us make humankind, the Ramban explains he was referring to a partnership between the earth, which had produced the animals, and God, who had invested in the spiritual aspect. Together they created. Number three. The level number three of explanation why humanity is important. Because of the form of humanity. This means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested in the human, not just spirituality, but the ability to create. When we are made, B'tzelem Elohim, the word Elohim refers to the fact that Hashem is Baal Kol Kochos Kulam. Hashem is in charge of all powers that exist. He put that aspect into humanity, that we like Him can create, we can shape, we can form, and our actions are significant, celestially. And number four is purpose. Is what the Malbim calls Hasiba Hatachlitit, which means to say that we have a purpose. That humanity is meant to bring redemption to this world, is meant to transform this world, and therefore this is something which cannot be ignored. Therefore, the way the Malbim reads this Mizmor is, despite all the claims of humanity's insignificance, appreciate the great significance that humanity has, both internally and in purpose. What events are behind this Mizmor? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Peches Amud Beis, to pay tests, Amud Aleph, describes a very fascinating incident that happens, very much related to the Shavuos, to the festival of giving of the Torah, where Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi describes how, when Moshe Rabbeinu once ascended to heaven, he came to claim to get to the Torah, and the Malachim said, what is second? Why is humanity warranting getting this? Ma enosh kisiz kareu ven adam pe kisif kadeu, kisif kadenu. Hashem Adonenu Ma'adishim Cha B'chol Aretz, Asher Tanoad Chol HaShemayim. Hashem is so powerful, humanity is so frail, why should humans get the Torah? And there's a whole discussion which ensues, and Moshe Rabbeinu proves that humans are uniquely positioned to have the Yetzer Hara, to have the world to struggle with in order to deserve the Torah, to deserve the blueprint of creation. And finally, ultimately, they give in, and when they give in, that's the closing words of the Mizmor, which is Hashem Adonenu Ma'adishim Cha B'chol HaAretz. Now, Hashem, your name is supposed to be great in the land, not just in the heavens, in the land specifically, which is why they agreed and they acceded that the Torah should not live and reside in the heavens, but rather be given to the earth. That is ultimately the purpose of it. So therefore, that movement from the power of Hashem being in the heavens to the power of Hashem being on earth is specifically the movement of the recognition of the angels of the power of humanity. Where else does this Mizmor appear? In the Tefillah. So although not in the mainstream Tefillah as one unit, parts of it appear in Yom Kippur Katan or in the Yom Kippur prayers. Svaridim and Taimanim also have it as part of the Mariv and Kiddush Levana, and the Vilna Gaon says that this could be said on Simchas Torah. It really focuses on the greatness of humanity, the greatness of Hashem in this world. Obviously, at Kiddush Levana, it's relating to the power of Hashem as seen in the celestial bodies. Just in terms of psukim or words in the spotlight, and we close with this, what does the word gittis mean? This is the new word that we have. It's a lamatzach ala gittis la'asaf. Zibin Ezra says it may have been sung. It may have been sung by or to Oved Edom HaGitzi, was the person who housed the Aaron between the plague in which there was this plague in which Uzzah was killed and ultimately was taken to the house of David. Oved Edom HaGitzi had it, and that perhaps relates to the word gittis. It was the house of Oved Edom HaGitzi. That's one option. The Radak says maybe it was composed when David HaMelech was in Gat, when he was in the lands of the Philistines in the area of Gaza, when he was finding refuge. That's another possibility and potential option. Although the Radak points out that it doesn't seem to be really connected to the actual Shevach in general of humanity, but it may be more personal Shevach, which is expressed in this Mizmor. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.